As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Returning to Baltimore here from the Baltimore Banner. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline. Let's welcome back to the show, Kyle Goon. Kyle, what is up?
Not much. Calling you from California, or just took in the Orioles series. Kind of a relief to see them win a series, huh? Only the third series win of the year.
Yeah, and winning one, first one on the road, winning on a Sunday for the first time, beating a lefty. That was great. And we'll start with the Orioles. 2 out of 3. Eplin's back, and you know, Kyle, they're 9 games under 500. I think, you know, we need to slow the roll till they get to 500 and then maybe exceed it, because they weren't expected to be a 500 team. They're expected to be well beyond that here in 2025. But Eplin back with Kramer, the way he's dealing, and Sagano, who was brilliant on Friday night. Yeah, you got Povich, hits a lot of bats, Gibson and Morton, et cetera, et cetera. But with the three we mentioned, are they at least more competitive now in the rotation than they were, say, a month ago?
Yeah. And, I mean, Eplin, in his time with the Orioles, I mean, it's hard to remember a time where he's kind of been cracked, right? I mean, and you saw maybe a little rust or whatever you want to call it in the first inning yesterday, and he's just the guy who recovers. I mean, you know, wound up pitching a scoreless rest of his 5 innings. He had only gotten stretched out to 50-some pitches in his rehab start, and he throws 83. So, you know, really going, you know, as deep as he can safely for the Orioles. He's just a guy who has a lot of poise. You never see him really shaken up there. And I think his return, I mean, he's probably the best starter in the rotation now. So his return means a lot for this team. And it's a character that the clubhouse could really use as they go through these adverse times.
They had to manufacture runs yesterday, and the Angels did them a solid with the misplay out there in left field. But it is what it is. The Orioles have had all sorts of breaks go against them here in 25. Are we seeing signs that the offense, maybe not last year's level where they finished, what, second, third in the major leagues and runs and homers and all that good stuff, but are we seeing signs of life from an offense that doesn't go quietly into the night that we've seen happen so many times this season?
Yeah, I mean, I'll believe it when we see it more. I mean, that's the problem. I mean, it's frustrating in a way, even though they won yesterday, to kind of see evidence of, hey, this offense exists. They can kind of, you know, obviously hit some home runs, and Gunnar smacked a pair of home runs in this series, but they can grind it out too. And, you know, God bless Maverick Handley for, you know, bunting in a run, sack flying in a run, you know, and making some things happen. And that's, the Orioles just need more of that. They just need more of, hey, like, what's the situation? Can we get a guy across? You know, the vision was, oh, we're going to steal bases. We're going to do bunts. We're going to do all these things. And just kind of hasn't happened. And you know, that was my column today, that, you know, it's great to see the Orioles kind of make something happen in a game like they did on Sunday, but they just got to do more because we know the talent's there.
What former number one draft pick you feeling better about? Because we just had this discussion a couple segments ago, Kyle. Adley or Holiday, as we sit here on May the 12th?
Well, right now, I mean, Jackson Holiday is clearly having the better season, and he's been consistent. And I think one thing that I really like about his season this year is he's being pretty discerning and getting some walks and defining the strike zone better than he did last year. And, you know, Adley, I think, is coming around, and it was great to see him get a couple of hits yesterday. You alluded to the weird left field lost in the sun fly ball, which always seems to go against the Orioles, not for the Orioles lately. You know, he's gotten some bad luck for sure, but he just needs to be better. He just needs to be more competitive, more regularly, and I think he'll come along. But Jackson Holiday is clearly having a better season right now.
Kyle, would you anticipate a reunion with Jadeveon Clowney and the Ravens? To me, if it happens, it happens in training camp. Nothing now, though, because they'll want to look at their guys.
Yeah, I think you're right on the timing thing. I would like to see. I wanted to see it last year. I was sort of like, why are you going to let him?
Yeah, me too.
Rot in Carolina. I mean, and you know, I know he didn't have a great year last year, but he's still in his early 30s. He had a great relationship with Chuck Smith. You know, as far as I know, he was liked in the locker room. You know, it makes sense. They need some edge help. They always need edge help. Every NFL team needs edge help. And he's been in Baltimore before. So why don't you kind of look at a guy like that and say, yeah, this would be a good depth piece to add. I don't know if he's going to have, you know, 9.5 sacks like he had a couple years ago. But, I mean, just even his pass rushing presence, the threat of him, I think could add something to Ravens defense, and it might be a little bit before we see it.
Hey, Kyle, with the schedule coming out Wednesday, we're kind of figuring maybe a Sunday night, Monday night game. And I don't know, because of the two games they've announced so far, they're both division games. Because we were talking earlier, you know, probably a Sunday night, Monday night at Buffalo would probably be of interest.
Yeah, I think it would be interesting. And you know what? As far as I think about it, I would love to get the Buffalo trip done in September. As opposed to last year, we're all freezing our butts off, feeling the Lake Orchard lake effect drift into the stadium and freeze us all to our seats. So, but obviously, I mean, come on. Everybody remembers the MVP race last year. I think Lamar was robbed. Yes. Buffalo fans will celebrate that as a national holiday forever without their championship. So, yeah, Josh Allen MVP Day, that's the national holiday of Buffalo now. But, yeah, it's a great matchup. It's great for the league. I would love to see it, and I would love to visit Buffalo when I'm not freezing my...
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Butt off.
Now, Kyle, which extension gets done first this offseason? You know, is it Lamar? Is it Henry? Is it, you know, is it Kyle Hamilton? Is it Linderbaum? Which one do you think gets done?
I mean, that's a complicated question. I would tell you, if it were up to me, I would try to get Kyle Hamilton done as soon as possible. And with all due respect to Ty Linderbaum, another valuable piece of the team, but Kyle just does so much. I mean, you could argue, you could make a convincing argument that he's the leader of this defense now. And, you know, I think they made the Malachi Starks decision with an idea that this frees him up to be sort of the dynamic player that he was in 2023, rather than having to force him in, you know, in the deep backfield all the time. So to me, Kyle Hamilton has to be the number one priority to secure the future of this team, because he's just a piece that just affects defense in a way that few other guys do.
Kyle Goon, Baltimore Banner, joining us, video at Haney 105.7 The Fan. Kyle, what's happening on the website here on this Monday?
Yeah, I got a column on the Orioles, as I mentioned. And also coming out later today, hopefully, a story on Pat Spencer, who's going to be playing in the playoffs for Golden State Warriors. He got a couple minutes. He's been the subject of online memes, but you know, he's a Maryland guy. He's the one player in college lacrosse, and now he's playing in the NBA playoffs, and hopefully having a story up later today.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.